All right, well, the pandemic may have closed down Broadway theaters, but Broadway musicals keep resurfacing somehow, like Hamilton on Disney Plus, and the latest is The Prom in cinemas and soon on Netflix. It has what critic Bob Mondello says is a dream cast.
We begin at the opening night for a musical about Eleanor Roosevelt. Its leading lady, played by Meryl Streep, is in full diva mode.
You're a Broadway star.
Yes, I am.
And for self-absorption, Dee Dee's easily matched by her co-star, played by James Corden.
From the moment I first stepped into FDR's shoes, and when I say shoes, I mean wheelchair, I realized there is no difference between the President of the United States and a celebrity.
Well, there's something to that. Regardless, the reviews are lethal, and their producer tells them,
"It's not the show. It's you two. You're just not likable."
What? What?
Nobody likes a narcissist.
So how to fix that? Oh. They decide to recognize the virtue of virtue signaling, which is to say pretending to care about someone else. Actor-turned-bartender Andrew Rannells and perpetual chorus dancer Nicole Kidman are on board for some celebrity activism. Now...
All we need is a cause.
A cause celeb.
We need something we can handle.
Some little injustice we can drive to.
What about this girl?
Twitter to the rescue.
Oh my gosh, check this out.
What girl?
She's from Edgewater, Indiana. She's a lesbian. She wanted to take her girlfriend to the high school prom. And the PTA went and canceled it.
They canceled prom? Are they allowed to do that?
No.
So they've got their cause. The stars, as it were, have a line.
We're gonna help that little lesbian, whether she likes it or not.
These vainglorious do-gooders are as insecure and status-obsessed as any teenager, something you wouldn't say about that little lesbian they're helping.
Note to self, don't be gay in Indiana.
She is confidently played.
Big heads up, that's a really stupid plan.
By newcomer Joellen Pellman.
There are places where it's in to be out. Maybe San Francisco or thereabout. But in Indiana, without a doubt, if you're not straight, then guess what's bound to hit the...
Note the red state, blue state divide she's calling out here. Matthew Sklar and Chad Begulin wrote The Prom a few years ago when national divisions were easier to joke about. Still, there is, as a certain public figure might note, cluelessness on both sides, especially from Streep's extravagantly fabulous diva, who leads the showbiz assault on an unsuspecting PTA meeting.
Oh my God, that's Dee Dee Allen.
I want to tell the people love. Whatever this town's called.
She's channeling her inner Patti LuPone.
Listen, you bigoted monsters, just who do you think you are? Your prejudice and your repression won't get past this Broadway star.
This proves not all that helpful, but it does get a conversation started with school principal Keegan-Michael Key, who's charming, a big Broadway fan, and to Dee Dee's intrigued astonishment, straight.
Tell me... Never said this before to anyone. Tell me about you.
About me?
Me.
I'm just a small town principal. Single.
Sorry?
I'm single, just putting that out there.
Really?
Producer-director Ryan Murphy of Glee fame goes big for the big screen, big performances, broad winks at the audience. He built his own Broadway when he couldn't get permission to shut down Times Square, staged production numbers at monster truck rallies, added new characters, and then sprinkled glitter and cherry blossoms all over everything. The effect, stretched over 2+ hours, can be a bit much, but credit Murphy with harnessing both dance energy and unfettered star power to showcase an inclusive story about gay sweethearts.
I just wanna dance with you.
Who bring a Disney princess vibe to a story that happily seems about as controversial as apple pie. Ryan Murphy's had something to do with that, having made TV safe for shows like Pose. This feels like his victory lap. Nice that that's where commercial entertainment is, where we are at last. I'm Bob Mondello.
I don't need a big production, streamers.